Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Nahum chapter 2, we were taught that there will be a loss of reward for those who do not witness for the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
The islands, Cuba, Hawaii, Japan, England. Oh, on we could go. They were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, just like the worthies fled from their women and children of Nineveh, and said to the mountains and to the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. They made fun of, perhaps, the Lamb of God. A lamb, that's the kind of beast we're up against, is a lamb. But now they know they deserve it. They believe that this is God come in the flesh, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who paid the penalty for their sin. And now he's coming back in wrath. The first time he came to save their souls, now he's coming back. It says, for the great day of wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? And that is the people on earth at the end of the tribulation. But see at the great white throne judgment, before they're cast into that lake of fire. Listen, as I read from Revelation chapter 20, verses 12 through 15. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their work. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their own work. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Again, our text, verse 10, she is empty and void and waste. The heart melteth, the knees smite together, and much pain is in all her loins. Faces of all of them gather blackness. The white throne, there's no hope. Whatever they had in this life, the rich men, the bondmen, no matter, without Christ, riches to rags. For a Christian who is saved, but not living for the Lord, not serving the Lord, he is saved, but so as by fire. Take from him that hath the one, and give to him that hath the ten. The Lord had a reward for him, but now even his reward, not his salvation, but his reward is lost, and he's saved so as by fire. My friend, as a Christian, if you're saved, every retreat from the life of the flesh must be followed by a deeper entering into the life of walking in the Spirit. Self-denial is, according to its degree, a parting company with the world, the old nature, that we may not walk after the flesh, but in prayer, love, faith, and obedience to God as one studies and meditates on his word. This is a must. This is the means of joining ourselves in consecration to Christ, and then abiding in that consecration to him all our days, that we may so walk, even as he walked, all our day. Now, Christian, do you believe that there is a shame, as Jesus said, and as the Bible tells us, at his appearing, for those who are going empty-handed? Oh, yeah. Yes. Listen to this passage in Ezekiel. And this passage is in Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 8. God says, "When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul." That's not talking about losing salvation. That's talking about losing reward and shameless at his appearing. Verse 11 there of Ezekiel 33, say unto the unsaved, "As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel?" Now, my friend, there are those who think, well, how could this be? How could this be? I mean, just how could it be? This isn't right. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is, my friend. They have a chance to be a witness, but the fear of man brings a snare, and they don't. And their blood is on your hand as you see them cast into the lake of fire. Perhaps they hear it from you and they don't repent and get saved. But at least you witness to them the gospel. But then I think of you that may be without Christ today listening to me. There is a command in the Bible that's very important for you. It's found in Acts 17, 30 and 31. It says, "In the times of this ignorance, God winked at." Man thinks in his intellectual wisdom that he knows it all. But God lays it out now. He says, God winked at, but now God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he's appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. Now, some of you may be out there saying, well, you know what? I confess that I'm a sinner. But you realize that confession without repentance is nothing. Oh, yes, I've done some bad things in my life. Who hasn't? Confession means nothing without repentance. If it doesn't change our attitude or actions towards God, what good is it? People can continually confess sin and do nothing about it. The saying, "confession is good for the soul," is actually another lie of the devil. The devil's lies always seem to be somewhat true, but they deceive. Confession without repentance is in itself a lie. The Apostle Paul went everywhere, Acts 20:21, preaching repentance towards God, because sin is against God, and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, that is, his death, burial, and resurrection, paying our penalty for us. We commit our life to him. "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness," that is, the righteousness of Christ, but we give our lives to him. Now, confession to someone you've wronged is not true if you hide something from them. But since God knows all things, your confession to him is knowing that you deserve hell, because he already knows all your sins. He sins that you've forgotten and can't remember. He remembers it. He knows every sin that you ever have or ever will do. So when you're coming to him, it's just like marriage. You're turning from the world. You're turning from yourself and other things that you depended on to get you through this life. And now you're turning to him and you're giving your heart and life to him. Faith, trusting what he did for you. Matter of fact, in Ephesians chapter 5, it does liken it to marriage. You must be willing for him to take your sin away and then to work inside you and conform you to the image of his son. But that all happens at one moment. Believing that he died for you and was buried and rose from the dead, shedding his blood for your sin for all time. Believing he was God come in the flesh, virgin born, that he literally, bodily rose from the dead. And now you invite him into your life as your God and Savior. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, that is the righteousness of Christ, to make you accepted in him before the God, as we see in Ephesians 1:6. He does all the work. But you must receive. You are only reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. Will you let Christ be your Savior? Will you let him be your God? Will you let him be your Lord today? He says if you'd call upon him, he'd save you. Will you do that right now, right where you are? Just pray as I pray aloud. Just pray this word. You can pray it silently, but or you can pray it aloud. Point is, if you don't mean it in your heart, it doesn't mean anything anyway. But if you really mean this and you want Jesus Christ to forgive you, to cleanse you of your sins, and to come to your life as your Lord and God, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross for all my sin for all time. And died for me. I believe 3 days later, he rose up from the dead bodily. I believe he's coming again. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? We'd like to know that, and we'd also like to be able to help you in any way we can. I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. I hope that you'll ask other friends to listen because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.